I'm with Hamid Karzai, the former president of Afghanistan, and we are sitting here in his house in Kabul, in the heart of Kabul. It's very close to the presidential palace. Everybody in India knows of Dr. Hamid Karzai, of course. He studied in India many years ago in Shimla. But today in Afghanistan, it's a completely different country. The Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan has been in power for 1 year. It came to power, the Taliban came to power in Kabul without firing a shot. It took Kabul last year on India's Independence Day on the 15th of August. Dr. Hamid Karzai, welcome to the print.
Welcome, ma'am. Welcome to Afghanistan.
Thank you so much. My first question to you is about the fact that the Taliban took power on the 15th of August, on the same day as India's Independence Day. What does that mean to you as a friend of India, as the former president of Afghanistan? What does that mean?
Well, I didn't think of it as having been related to the Independence Day of India. It probably was a coincidence.
So in this 1 year of the Islamic Emirate being in power here in Afghanistan, how do you see it? What do you think are the challenges, the achievements, if any?
The good thing is, for all the Afghan people, that the past 1 year, we did not have the kind of large-scale civilian casualties that we had before, large-scale casualties among our troops and the Taliban, who are both Afghans. So the overall sense of security is a lot better, especially in the countryside. We do have terrorist acts. We have bomb blasts and things like that, mainly, unfortunately, recently in the city of Kabul. So in the sense of the larger security for the country, it is a lot better than before that. But in all other aspects of the economy not doing well, of the people of Afghanistan leaving the country and on such a large scale, on massive numbers, of the country not being recognized by the international community, of girls not going to school, of our assets lost, the institutions gone, the army and the equipment gone, and $7 billion seized by the United States. All those aspects are, of course, very troublesome and negative.
So let's take the issues one by one. You said that a lot of people have left Afghanistan, a lot of your friends, a lot of the people in the former government headed by Ashraf Ghani, but and thousands of people left, it seems.
Hundreds of thousands of people have gone, especially the educated people of the country, especially people who are professionals, who are in the government or businesses. That has been a tremendously big loss.
But you stayed. Why did you stay?
Well, this is my country. This is my home. I think we should have all stayed, and I think we should all come back to it and make it good.
But when you say that that people should come back, obviously people are fearful of the Taliban because you hear all these reports of them shooting civilians in cold blood. I've heard stories of people sort of walking down the road and they're being shot in the back. Why would people come back to such an insecure nation?
These are not true. Civilians are not shot at. People are not shot at the back walking down the street. No, there are incidents of insecurity, mostly because of terrorism, active and bomb blasts and things like that. As for the return of the Afghan people back home, this is, in a way, a two-way responsibility. This is firstly the responsibility of the current government, of the Taliban government, to make sure that the country is good for everyone to live in,
right,
to come and work, to come and find jobs in. That means that they must approach the Afghan people. Whoever is not here or has left for whatever reason, it is the responsibility of the Taliban to approach them and to bring them back, so a sense of belonging comes to everybody, so a sense of the abilities that they have and the fulfillment of those abilities within their own country is brought back to them by the Taliban. That means a sense of reassurance, a sense of opportunities, being able to educate their children, and being able to participate in the polity. In other words, it is the responsibility of the Taliban to take firm, determined steps towards the creation of a dialogue between the Afghan people, among Afghans, and for reassurances, and towards the expression of the will of the Afghan people.
So you have
issues that are of national significance to the country.
Like what?
Like everything. Like the economy. Like the country taking steps towards long-term peace and stability. Mm-hmm. Like relations with the rest of the world. Like all the Afghan people. Look, let me put it this way. Afghanistan belongs to all its people. Mm-hmm. Even if there is one individual Afghan that has a concern for whatever reason, it is the responsibility of the government of the day to give reassurance. And then, on a larger scale, the Afghan people must be the ones deciding on the direction of the country. And that expression has to be done through the will of the Afghan people.
Would you trust the Taliban? I mean, you know, they killed in the run-up to coming to taking power in Kabul last year. Of course, they walked into Kabul without firing a shot. But there were hundreds and thousands of civilian casualties in all these last several years.
Civilian casualties were on both sides. Yes, civilian casualties were the consequence of war and on both sides. So we cannot only blame the Taliban. They were also caused by the foreign forces here. They were also caused by the government of the day, unfortunately. So we are all to take responsibility for that.
Including yourself?
Absolutely. This is the work of the government must be responsible for civilian casualties. And it's for that reason that I spoke so critically, so intensely against what the U.S. forces were doing in Afghanistan and began to call the Taliban brothers, mm-hmm. because they belong to this country. And there was a war in which only the Afghans were dying.
So the Taliban are your brothers?
They're from Afghanistan. They're the Afghan people. Of course, they're my brothers. And I called them brothers when I was in power. When I was the president, I called them brothers. They are Afghans. We are all Afghans. We must live together. We must not be fighting each other, but living together and making this country good for all of us.
So then why didn't, when you were president, and then after that, Ashraf Ghani became president, of course, he fled the country, and that was just such a dark day, I think, for all of Afghanistan. But when you were president, why did you not then open dialogue with the Taliban?
I did. I launched a peace process. I created a commission. And the commission was a commission, and subsequent to that, a lawyer jirga, and the lawyer jirga of the Afghan people appointed a highly powerful body for the pursuit of peace, where the late President Rabbani was. Well, that's a different issue. But we did try a lot. There were hands, mostly external, not allowing peace to take place in Afghanistan. But we did try. And I wish we had succeeded. So the country needs peace. The Taliban need peace. Other Afghans need peace. We all need to be living together in our country. We cannot be fighting forever.
But do you trust the Taliban, a movement that has come to power a year ago, not allowing its own Afghan children to go to school beyond class 6, women being suppressed, no protests allowed in the street. You saw how just a day or so ago the women were protesting on basic issues, mm-hmm. food, work, water, and they were firing in the air.
Look, girls must go back to school. It is extremely wrong that girls are banned from going to school. And we have spoken about this, and the Afghan people have spoken about this, and the clergy in the country have spoken about this all over the country, and the society has spoken about this. And great, great many of the Taliban leaders that I have met, that I know, have spoken about this and want girls to go back to school. So let that happen, and it should happen.
So the Taliban leaders want the girls to go back to school?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, this is a thing that we oppose. And we demand the girls return back to school immediately, immediately. The right of women to go back to work, extremely important, they must do that. Afghanistan must progress. And Afghanistan will not progress without our women participating equally with men in the rebuilding of the country. But as far as the politics of the country is concerned, the country cannot be built by us fighting each other, by us expressing our differences through gun. No. The Taliban are Afghans. We all other people are Afghans. We belong to this country. All of us, the Taliban, belong to this country. We must work together for a better Afghanistan. We must not allow our differences to be used by foreign forces, by foreign interests, to drive us to misery and poverty and destruction. This is what I'm saying, and a lot of the Taliban understand this and talk to us about this and see it exactly the way we see it, the way I see it.
What are they? What when you say you talk to the Taliban leaders, the fact that you've stayed here, you stayed at home in your own country or in your own vatan, which is such a beautiful word and which we use in India as well. Exactly. But the fact that you stayed back and you talked to the Taliban about all these issues, do you talk to them about these so-called foreign interests or foreign people absolutely. Who don't want to bring peace in your country?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And each time, right from the very beginning of those days when the Taliban arrived in last August, when I moved for a few days to Dr. Abdullah Abdullah's house, the chairman of the Peace Council's house, when the Taliban leaders began to visit both of us there, and subsequent to that, in all important meetings where Dr. Abdullah Abdullah and I have been together in those meetings, we have clearly and expressly spoken about these issues and in agreement. So there is no disagreement on the issues. There is agreement. The thing that should happen now is that these agreements and on national agenda for Afghanistan must be put in some form of movement and action.
Right. So can I ask you about these foreign interests? I mean, we saw in the wake of the Taliban coming to power, the former chief of the ISI, Pakistan's intelligence agency, Faiz Ahmed. Mm-hmm. He's no longer the ISI chief. He's now become the co-commander of the Peshawar Corps. He was in Kabul within a couple of days and he was having chai at the Serena and those pictures went viral. I mean, what do you think he was doing here?
Look, our relations between us and Pakistan are a very strained relations for a long, long time. And you saw that Pakistan bombed host province of Afghanistan some months ago during the government of the Taliban. So this means that they don't want stability even when the Taliban are in power. They just are not looking for stability in Afghanistan, unfortunately. But we say this. We say that we are of this view that the people of Pakistan have been tremendously hospitable to us.
Yeah.
All along, since the days of our struggle against the former Soviet Union's invasion and subsequent to that, We were received very warmly by the people of Pakistan. They are a brotherly nation with us, and we want the best of relations with them. We have with them. We also want, as a whole, the best of relations with Pakistan. It's a neighborly country. It's a very close country to Afghanistan. But we do understand. We do understand. And we do strongly, strongly believe that the military institution in Pakistan and their intelligence agencies have been systematically trying to undermine Afghanistan's stability and peace. We hope that Pakistan will recognize that this is going to hurt them as well. Probably the process has already begun.
So what do you think Faiz Ahmed was doing here? I mean, you may not know directly, but what, I mean...
That's the visit of an officer. That's insignificant for us to talk about. Okay. But I'm talking about the larger picture. And in the larger picture, we want friendship and brother relations with Pakistan. And we tell Pakistan that using extremism and all other tools of instability in Afghanistan for Pakistan is not good. That Pakistan better start a civilized relationship with Afghanistan. And that is in the interest of both countries and the region.
What is Pakistan, this military intelligence or the military establishment, what is it that they're looking for in Afghanistan? Why do they want to create this insecurity?
Well, probably they have for whatever reason probably they are for whatever reason of their own thinking that a strong Afghanistan is not good for them. Probably they believe that a strong Afghanistan would mean the issue of the Dearborn line, getting back the Afghan people deciding and the people across the Dearborn line deciding in different ways. There are lots of issues that we may or may not know in the minds of the military establishment in Pakistan. But we tell them that it is in their interest to have friendly and civilized, I keep emphasizing civilized relationship. Civilized means away from the use of extremism and terrorism. And that Pakistan's interest in Afghanistan will best be met by civility and friendship in relations with Afghanistan.
Now, two questions to you, President Karzai. The first is that just under a couple of weeks ago, the chief of the Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, was found. He was killed by an American Hellfire missile on a drone, launched from a drone in the heart of Kabul in the Wazir Akbar Khan area. How did he, what is, in your view, what does that signify?
Look, Afghanistan is the greatest victim of terrorism, and for a long time. And terrorism that has come to us from across our borders. Mostly, or rather entirely, from Pakistan. We are the only nation on earth that has suffered in massive ways at the hands of terrorism. We are also, unfortunately, a people who have suffered at the hands of the fight against terrorism and extremism. We have suffered on both accounts. So, we definitely, the Afghan people, would never want any extremist elements on our soil. But we also don't want to be bombed in the name of extremism, an extremism that has been imposed upon us, that has been brought to us from outside.
What was Ayman al-Zawahiri doing here in Kabul?
I don't know that. I don't know if he was here or not here. The Americans bombed a place in the name of Zawahiri. The Taliban government made a statement that they were not aware of his presence or his stay in Kabul, and that they've been investigating it. Let them investigate and find out, and then we will know.
But the fact is that the drone could have only come through Pakistani airspace. Does that mean anything to you?
Well, Pakistan has been cooperating with America from the very beginning in lots of ways. So that's very clear. I told you earlier that Pakistan, unfortunately, is not seeking stability in Afghanistan. So even during the Taliban government, they've done things that indicate clearly that they don't want the stability of the Taliban government in Afghanistan, just as they did not want the stability of my government, just as they did not want the stability of the governments before that.
So last question to you, President Karzai. India's 75th Independence Day. You are, we also consider you a son of India.
A message of friendship, of affection, and a message of gratitude to India and to its people for having been with the Afghan people in difficult times and in happier days, for the people of India having provided so much help to Afghanistan, so much education to the Afghan people. And that this is a civilizational relationship old enough to be considered among the oldest of relations between countries. We wish them the best, and whenever we think of India, we feel happiness inside us.
But you were a little bit sad when India shut down all the visas last year when the Taliban came.
I was very angry rather that India left last year, and that subsequent to that, India did not issue visas to, especially to Afghan students who were already studying there. And I called my friends in Delhi, and I requested them to return their embassy and to take back Afghan students to Delhi so that they continue their studies. I'm glad that Indian embassy has opened somehow, and I want India to come back to Afghanistan, bring back its embassy in full form and full authority, and to resume its cultural and educational and diplomatic and political relations with Afghanistan.
President Hamid Karzai, as always, hugely eloquent and speaking very frankly. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for speaking to the print to me in Kabul, Afghanistan. Thank you so much again. Thank you.